Good evening, my friends, and welcome to some completely obscene self-aggrandizement on Cowboy State Politics. This afternoon, I had a chance to speak with Sean Hannity on his radio program. We talked about Sean's love of fly fishing and Wyoming's utter disdain for U.S. Representative Liz Cheney. I just knew you'd love to hear this. Here's what we talked about.
Show the mainstream media loves to hate. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-Sean. You want to be a part of the program? All right, Wyoming. David, next. Sean Hannity Show. I've been out there. Speaking of Liz Cheney, we're just talking to Newt Gingrich about her. I was out there. There's this, her dad was part of a group called Rivers of Recovery. I'd never been fly fishing before, and I've never been since because it's awful. There's a million bugs, and you got to work. I like to like throw a line in and wait till the fish bites, and then I pull it in. I'm a lazy fisherman. Anyway, well, Sean, David, thanks for checking in. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Sean. It's a pleasure to be on your program. I'm a big fan.
Thank you very much. What's going on? Beautiful, beautiful country out there.
Well, thank you. That's why we live here. The main thing I wanted to talk to you about, you know, the speaker mentioned that Liz had every right to vote to impeach Donald Trump, but it's that vote that is creating all of the problem with Wyoming conservatives. You know, she didn't represent our values. You know, like every single person I've talked to on my show has said point to that vote as the reason why we want to replace Liz Cheney as our representative, because she just fundamentally does not represent the values of Wyoming.
I may be wrong, and I agree with you 100%, but I've always known this about liberals. The reason that they, I think, rationalize their lies every 2 years, every 4 years, or Joe will rationalize Jim Crow 2.0 when Georgia's election laws are far more inclusive than his own state of Delaware that he's represented the last 5,000 years, and he never lifted a finger to make voting more accessible like Georgia has in his state, I do believe that there is a significant portion, not all, of the left wing in this country that truly in their hearts believe that conservatives are evil, and that we are dark, and that whatever they need to do or say to defeat us is okay, because they in their minds think there's this superiority about them. There's nothing that Donald Trump did as president, except stylistically, that is not right down the line conservative, and everything that I've talked about for 33 years on the radio and 25 years on Fox, with minor deviations, you know, between liberty, freedom, capitalism, constitutionalist, lower taxes, less bureaucracy, limited government, secure borders, energy independence, choice in schools, law and order, peace through strength, free and fair trade. It's right. It's down the line conservatism. And he came in, ran as a disruptor. He didn't change. He was an iconoclast. He broke things. He infuriated people. He shook Washington, the swamp, to its solar plexus, exposed them for who they are, Republicans and Democrats, frankly, and they hated him for it. I sense that this is even deeper with Liz. Liz knows she's done. She knows she's out. She knows that she doesn't have the support of the caucus. And the real reason is because she has put her own personal, selfish political agenda above that of the rest of the party. You know, the opposite of what her dad wanted when they needed help and they needed support, and the prosecutor Fitzgerald was going hard at Scooter Libby and Karl Rove and all these other people, and when they needed the surge, conservatives did rally behind them, and it wasn't easy at times. And I just get the impression that they have convinced themselves, she has convinced herself, that she is so morally superior in her thinking that if it means, you know, maybe running as a third party candidate for president, I think she would do it. And if it means electing a radical new Green Deal socialist in the process, I don't put that beyond her either. I have no idea what it is, why people think that she's just put this whole thing about her above all else. And that's not going to end well for anybody. And there's no talking to her. I couldn't call her and say, Liz, what are you doing? I've known her for years. I haven't really stayed in touch with her for years, but it is what it is. She will not win her seat back. She knows that. Or she'll try and come up with a clever way to get other people to run that'll siphon votes away from the Republican that would otherwise win. I mean, those types of games go on, but that's as swampy as you get. What's the feel out there in Wyoming?
Well, you're exactly right, Sean. You know, if you came fishing with me out here, first, I'd teach you how to fly fish, but second,
you got to listen to me. Too much work, David. I am not going to sit there and with bugs all over my face and just keep throwing a line over and over and over again. I did it for a good cause. It was for Rivers for Recovery for vets struggling after multiple tours of duty, and I'm glad I did it, but I didn't love the fishing part of it.
But the point is, Sean, that even if you had, you know, bugs all over your face and you didn't like it, you would still spend more time in Wyoming than Liz Cheney has in the past year. And it's, you mentioned that she's kind of off in her own little world, and that's absolutely true. You know, 73% of Wyoming voted for President Donald Trump. I mean, if that's not a message of how you should vote, I mean, I don't think you could get any clearer. And like I said, she's just not representing the values of Wyoming. And frankly, that's all Wyoming conservatives need right there. And I agree with you that I don't think she's going to win her seat back. And everything that I'm hearing on the ground here in Wyoming, there are solid candidates that they are going to do, well, it wouldn't take much, but they're going to do a much better job at representing Wyoming than Liz Cheney ever did.
Look, in my read on this, from the outside, knowing politicians as I know them, my impression is all of this is being done on purpose. She knew the consequences. She didn't care. And she, you know, look, she's going to Jeff Bezos's Washington Post for support. You know, Mitt Romney to the rescue and others to the rescue. They're not people that have any influence with the base of the party in any way. And I assume that, you know, I don't think there's no end to where they will take this. The Never Trumpers, Lincoln Project people, if Trump runs in 2024, they will do all in their power to stop him and work against them. But yet, then on the other hand, tell us they're conservative. They're not conservative. Now, if you want to criticize style or instances or whatever, go right ahead. But you can't diminish the accomplishments. The accomplishments were real. And these were things that no president had gotten done in the modern era. And I think that probably frustrated them, too. And but for the coronavirus, there was no way Donald Trump wouldn't have easily won re-election, in my view.
Oh, I think you're right. And if you look at Liz Cheney, you know, everybody says that she voted with Trump 94% of the time. And while that's true, the important votes are the 6% that she didn't vote with the president. And those were all things that mattered to Wyoming conservatives, border security, getting our troops home from overseas. Those are the votes that she didn't side with the president. And I think that speaks clearly to the fact that she is not a true conservative. I mean, she's more neoconservative than anything, and that's really what strikes us.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I do, and there are people that I think want to forever cling to an old military model of the Cold War, not realizing military technology is advanced, that we don't need boots on the ground like we did in Iraq. I'd like to never send our national treasure, our children, to fight a war like that again. And we have the military technology that can prevent that. Anyway, David, appreciate it.
Have a good night. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.